Welcome to the SIL Language Technology Podcast. Today we will be learning about FlexTrans, a language-friendly machine translation system for low resource languages. Let's jump right into it.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Ever wondered how massive translation efforts, like those undertaken by SIL International, managed to support hundreds, literally hundreds, of languages worldwide?
It's quite the operation.
Yeah, they're involved in everything from language research, translation itself, training, even creating educational materials. Mm-hmm. It's a truly colossal task.
Absolutely.
So today we're going to explore a tool specifically designed to help make that work, well, faster and more consistent.
And leveraging smart technology is just key to making that kind of scale sustainable, isn't it?
It has to be.
The tool we're focusing on, it offers a really fascinating glimpse into how, you know, linguistic expertise and computational power can actually come together effectively.
Exactly. We're diving into FlexTrans. It's a linguistically based machine translation tool developed by Ron Lockwood over at SIL International. Mm-hmm. Now, what makes this different maybe from your average translation app is that it's linguistically based. You really have to think of it as translation software built by linguists specifically for linguists.
That's a key distinction.
It uses Flex. That's Fieldwork's Language Explorer, which, you know, many language experts already use for managing dictionaries and all that linguistic data.
Right. A familiar environment for many.
And it plugs into the Ipersium Transfer Engine. Now, that's the bit that handles the really complex rule-based transformations needed for, well, accurate translation, hopefully.
What's so clever there is that FlexTrans builds upon these existing pretty robust tools.
Right.
Like you said, many language projects already rely on Flex, so it feels like a natural fit. And Ipersium, well, it has a strong history of effectively handling the real intricacies of different language structures through rules.
Okay, so let's unpack this a bit. Our mission today is to get a clear understanding of how FlexTrans actually works, step by step.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to delve into the specific steps it takes to translate text and explore the essential tools that power this whole process. It's like getting a peek under the hood of a really smart language translator.
And by understanding that workflow and these specific tools, you'll really get a handle on the unique approach and, you know, the potential benefits of this type of machine translation, especially when you're dealing with all the nuances of language.
Now, for those maybe with some background in machine translation, you might recognize that FlexTrans operates on what's called an analysis transfer synthesis paradigm.
Right. The classic model.
Yeah. Think of it this way. It first analyzes the source language, you know, understands its grammar and meaning. Then it transfers that understanding to the target language based on a set of linguistic rules. And finally, it synthesizes the translated text in the target language.
Analysis, transfer, synthesis.
Exactly. It's a similar idea maybe to an earlier system called Carla, but FlexTrans uses what are generally considered more advanced technologies for the job. So let's get down to it. What are the actual steps involved? How do you use FlexTrans to translate something?
Okay, so the journey begins right inside Flex itself. The very first thing you do is bring your source text into the system. This is done by, you know, pasting it or importing it into the text and words area of your Flex project. Think of it as just loading your starting material into the translator.
Got it. Simple enough start. The text is in Flex. What happens next to actually get it ready for translation?
So the second critical step is what's called interlinearization.
Interlinearization, okay.
Yeah. This is where FlexTrans starts to break down the source text in a very detailed way. It parses each word, separating it into its individual morphemes.
Morphemes. Like the smallest meaningful bits, prefixes, suffixes, roots.
Exactly. Those fundamental building blocks of language, the smallest units that carry meaning. This really thorough analysis at the morpheme level is, well, it's the foundation for accurate translation.
Why is that so fundamental?
Because it allows the system to understand the underlying structure and meaning of each word, not just the word as a whole.
Ah, so it's not just seeing running, it's seeing run plus ing. And understanding what that ing does, handles tense, plurals, all that stuff.
Precisely. It gets down to the grammatical nuts and bolts.
Makes sense. So we've analyzed the words into morphemes. What's step three?
Step three is where the translation really starts to take shape. Here, you link the specific meaning, or the technical term is sense, of each word in your source text to its corresponding meaning, or sense, in the target language.
Okay. linking the meanings.
This is where your bilingual lexicon, essentially your dictionary connecting the two languages, becomes absolutely crucial.
Right. The dictionary needs to know that this sense of bank means a riverbank, and that sense means a financial institution.
Exactly. And the more detailed and accurate this dictionary is, the better the resulting translation is likely to be.
Okay, so you're telling FlexTrans, when you see this specific meaning of this word, use this specific meaning in the target language. How does that linking actually happen? Is it like a totally manual process for every single word in a text? That sounds tedious.
Well, it could be, but that's where one of FlexTrans' key tools comes in, the Sense Linker.
Ah, okay. A dedicated tool.
Yes, and it's designed specifically to streamline this word sense linking. What's really smart about it is that it tries to automate as much as possible.
How does it do that?
It looks at the glosses. Those are the short definitions or explanations you have for word senses in both languages in your Flex project. And it attempts to find matching or, you know, very similar glosses between the source and target senses.
Oh, clever.
Yeah. And it'll then suggest these as potential links.
That sounds like it could save a huge amount of time, especially if you've got languages with big vocabularies.
Definitely. But what if it can't find a good match? Or, you know, the suggestion isn't quite right.
Right. What then?
If the Sense Linker doesn't find an automatic match, or you disagree with the suggestion, you absolutely have the option to link the senses manually.
How does that work?
The tool gives you a drop-down list. It shows all the available word senses from your target language lexicon, and you just select the one that best corresponds to the source language sense you're looking at.
Okay, so manual override is easy.
Mm-hmm. And it's also intelligent in another way. If a particular word appears multiple times in your text with the exact same meaning,
yeah.
Once you link it the first time, the Sense Linker automatically links all the other occurrences of that same word sense throughout that text.
Oh, that's smart. Saves repetitive work.
It does. And to help you kind of stay organized, especially with longer texts, you can even filter the list to show only the word senses that haven't been linked yet. So you can focus just on what needs attention.
Nice feature.
It's important to remember, though, the Sense Linker typically works on one text at a time. But with each text you process and link, your bilingual lexicon grows richer and more comprehensive for future work.
That really underscores the value of investing time up front in building out that robust lexicon, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Good data in, good results out, eventually.
Okay. So let's recap. We've loaded the text. It's been analyzed into morphemes. The word senses have been linked using the Sense Linker. What's the next step in actually getting to a translated text?
Right. The fourth step is where the real transformation of the language happens. This is writing the transfer rules.
Ah, the rules. Yeah. This sounds like the core engine part.
It really is. These rules are designed to take those analyzed morphemes we talked about from the source language and essentially convert them into their corresponding morphemes in the target language.
Yeah.
These rules are stored in a structured format, usually in XML files, and they are incredibly powerful. They can handle a really wide range of linguistic differences.
Like what kind of differences?
Oh, things like changes in word order, grammatical agreement, you know, making verbs match subjects, the addition or modification of prefixes and suffixes, all sorts of structural adjustments between the languages.
Wow. Okay. That sounds like it could get pretty complicated. Where do linguists even begin when writing these transfer rules? Do you just try and write a rule for the whole grammar?
That would be overwhelming. Interestingly, the recommended approach is actually to start small and build up. It's very much a bottom-up process.
Bottom-up, meaning?
Meaning, instead of trying to create these massive, broad rules that cover entire sentence structures right from the start, you begin by tackling specific, identifiable linguistic challenges.
For example?
Well, for example, you might write a rule just to handle how possessive markers, like gerunds in English, are attached to nouns in the source language, and then figure out how that same possessive relationship is expressed using maybe a completely different grammatical structure in the target language. Perhaps it uses separate possessive pronouns or something.
I see. So you focus on one specific grammatical point, write a rule for it, test it, then move to the next point.
Exactly. You gradually expand your set of rules by tackling these individual linguistic phenomena one by one, or maybe category by category.
That makes a lot more sense. Tackle the specific issues first, and then hopefully the broader patterns and interactions start to emerge or become easier to handle.
That's the idea. Build complexity incrementally.
Okay, so we've defined our source text, analyzed it, linked senses, and written at least some initial transfer rules. What happens next? Do we finally get to see a translation?
Almost there. Step 5 involves running the various processing modules within a companion software called FlexTools.
FlexTools. Okay, another piece.
Yeah, FlexTools is basically the software environment that houses and orchestrates all the different components of the FlexTran system. It runs the analysis, applies the rules, does the synthesis.
Gotcha.
Now, to help manage complex translation tasks, FlexTrans uses something called collections within FlexTools. Think of these collections as like pre-configured sets of processing modules arranged in a specific sequence.
A sequence for a specific purpose.
Exactly. A sequence optimized for a particular outcome, like generating an initial draft translation. So you select the appropriate collection for your task, you hit run, and FlexTools then executes the necessary modules in the correct order to produce the translated text, which then appears usually within your target language Flex project.
Okay, so FlexTools is like the engine driver, using the collections as the route map and the rules as the engine power to get the translation done. We get our first draft. Is that the final product? Ready to publish?
Huh? Not usually. The sixth and really final step is an iterative one. Reviewing and refining the translated text.
Ah, the human element comes back in.
Absolutely crucial. This is where human expertise is essential. You'll carefully examine the machine-translated output, identify any errors, awkward phrasing, or places where the meaning hasn't quite been captured accurately.
And then fix it.
And then make the necessary corrections. This might involve going back and tweaking your transfer rules based on the errors you found.
Okay.
Or maybe refining entries in your bilingual lexicon, or even revisiting the sense linking if you discover some initial links were maybe incorrect or ambiguous.
So it's an ongoing cycle. Translate, review, refine the rules or lexicon, translate again.
Exactly. It's a continuous loop of machine translation followed by human evaluation and system improvement until you're satisfied with the quality of the translation draft.
Got it. Now, you mentioned earlier that FlexTrans is designed for batch processing. What are the real-world benefits of that compared to, say, working sentence by sentence?
That's a key advantage for certain workflows. Unlike more interactive translation tools like maybe Adapt-It or features in Paratext where you might be prompted for input or review sentence by sentence.
Right.
FlexTrans is really designed to handle large volumes of text all at once. Once you have your lexicon built up and your rules reasonably well developed,
yeah,
you can feed it entire documents, chapters, even collections of texts, and it will process them in a much more automated fashion in one go.
And the benefit is speed for that first pass.
Exactly. For organizations like SIL International dealing with translating vast amounts of material, maybe entire books or scripture portions, this batch processing capability can lead to significant time savings in that initial drafting phase.
Freeing up the linguists and translators to focus on the critical task of review and ensuring accuracy and naturalness.
Precisely. It shifts the bottleneck, hopefully.
That really highlights the power of this approach for large-scale translation projects.
Okay, we've walked through the steps. Now, we've already talked quite a bit about the SenseLinker. What are some of the other key tools within this FlexTrans ecosystem that linguists will find themselves using?
Okay, yeah, beyond the SenseLinker, another incredibly valuable tool is the Live Rule Tester.
Live Rule Tester. Sounds useful.
It is. Once you've started writing your transfer rules, this tool lets you test them immediately right there.
How does it work?
You can basically select a snippet of your source text, maybe a sentence or a phrase where you expect a specific rule to apply, and the Live Rule Tester will show you exactly how your current set of rules are being applied to that specific text and what the resulting target language output would be.
Oh, wow. So instant feedback.
Instant feedback. It's invaluable for debugging your rules, making sure they're firing when you expect, doing what you intended, and not having weird side effects.
I can see how that would speed up rule development significantly. Definitely. Just one little quirk to note. Sometimes, if you switch to a different source text within the Live Rule Tester environment, the tool might need to close and restart itself.
Why is that?
Likely just to ensure it clears the old context and correctly applies the rules afresh to the new text snippet. Just something to be aware of.
Okay, good tip. That sounds like a fantastic way to get immediate confirmation on whether your rules are actually doing what you expect them to do.
Yeah.
What if you're, you know, new to writing these complex rules? Is there any kind of support for that?
Yes, there is. There's another tool called the Rule Assistant.
Rule Assistant.
Mm-hmm. Now, the user documentation will always have the most comprehensive details, but the Rule Assistant is specifically designed to help guide users in the process of writing transfer rules.
How does it assist?
It can apparently even automate the creation of some of the the conditional logic, the if this, then do that kind of structure that's often required in sophisticated rules.
Oh, that could lower the barrier to entry a bit.
Exactly. It can make it perhaps a bit less daunting for linguists who are maybe just starting out with rule-based machine translation.
That's great to know there are resources available for users at different levels of expertise. Okay, so FlexTrans has generated a draft translation using FlexTools. What's the typical next step in a real-world workflow, especially within an organization like SIL? Where does that draft go?
Right, good question. That's where Paratext often enters the picture.
Paratext, okay. The Bible translation software.
Widely used for that, yes. After FlexTrans produces its draft, the next stage is usually to import that draft into Paratext. There's typically a specific tool or maybe a defined process, we can call it a Paratext import tool for simplicity, that facilitates bringing the translated text from the FlexTools environment into the Paratext environment.
And why Paratext?
Well, as many involved in language work, especially Bible translation, know, Paratext is a very widely used platform designed for collaborative translation, detailed review, consultant checking, proofreading, and preparing text for publication.
Okay, so the initial machine-translated draft goes into Paratext for that crucial human review, collaboration, and polishing phase.
That's the typical workflow, yes.
What about getting information out of Flex or FlexTools? Say, maybe you want to share the translation elsewhere or use the data differently.
Yes, the ability to export data is also pretty essential for a smooth workflow. Our sources mention the existence of Paratext export tools, maybe even two types, although they don't detail them specifically by name.
But the function is clear.
The function is clear. The important thing is that there are mechanisms, tools, or processes for getting data out of Flex or FlexTools in formats that are compatible with Paratext and potentially other software platforms too.
So you're not locked in.
Exactly. It allows for sharing the translated text, maybe conducting further linguistic analysis on the output, or integrating the FlexTrans work into other parts of a larger language development project.
Right. The goal is really to ensure that the translated work produced by FlexTrans can move seamlessly into whatever the next stage of the process might be.
Precisely that. Interoperability is key.
That makes perfect sense. You need these tools to talk to each other in any complex workflow. Now, there's one more tool mentioned in the mix, the FlexTrans testbed. What exactly is its role? It sounds serious.
The FlexTrans testbed is essentially, think of it as a dedicated environment, maybe a set of tools or procedures used for rigorously testing the transfer rules and evaluating the overall quality of the machine translation output.
So quality control.
Very much so. The fact that our sources mention a metric like testbed clauses suggests that it's used to assess how well the rules perform against a carefully selected set of linguistic constructions or specific test cases. You design tests to target known linguistic challenges.
Like a stress test for the rules.
Kind of, yeah. It's a critical component for trying to ensure the accuracy and reliability of the translations produced by FlexTrans before you, say, batch process a whole book.
So it's like a quality assurance lab where the rules are put through their paces, making sure they're producing accurate translations across lots of different tricky linguistic scenarios.
That's a good way to put it. Building confidence in the system.
This has been an incredibly insightful look at the steps and tools within FlexTrans. It's really clear that it's a pretty powerful system designed with the very specific needs of linguists doing translation work in mind.
Absolutely. It really showcases how a deep, detailed understanding of language structure can be combined with sophisticated computational tools to tackle the really complex challenges of translation, especially for less resourced languages.
And that brings us towards the end of our deep dive into the FlexTrans machine translation steps and workflow, focusing on these essential tools.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen how it moves from that initial text input in Flex through the detailed linguistic analysis, the crucial sense linking,
to the creation, testing, and refinement of those powerful transfer rules.
And ultimately, to the generation of a draft translation within FlexTools, ready for that vital human review, often in Paratext.
And we've highlighted some of the key components that make it work. The sense linker, the live rule tester, the rule assistant, the import-export functions, and that all-important FlexTrans testbed, all designed to empower linguists in this vital work.
Considering the, well, The ever-increasing need for efficient and accurate translation across the globe's incredibly diverse languages, it seems pretty evident that linguistically-based machine translation tools like FlexTrans have a really crucial role to play.
Yeah, in the future of language development, documentation, and communication.
For those of you listening who want to delve even deeper, we definitely encourage you to explore the SIL International website and the resources they have available on Flex and FlexTrans.
And maybe here's something to think about. As these machine translation technologies continue to advance, how might these more linguistically informed approaches, the ones really grounded in grammatical analysis, further reshape the landscape of how we bridge language barriers and foster understanding across cultures?
A fascinating question to ponder. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.
This has been an SIL Language Technology Podcast on FlexTrans. For more information, visit software.sil.org/FlexTrans.